welcome to the Teenage Daydream Podcast. I'm Jet.
And I'm Jen.
We are still on One Tree Hill. We are on Season 3, Episode 16. This is the episode that we have been referencing and talking about, probably actually since we were still back on the West Coast in the OC.
Probably.
That we were coming to here. Super trigger warnings, because this episode is still, unfortunately, wildly relevant and just a lot to take in. There is a school shooting in this episode. We are going to be talking about it. But it's also just, like, not for good reasons, but you know what I mean. Like,
yeah.
It's a discussions that need to be had. But yes, so please, if you're not comfortable with listening to that, we take no offense. Come back next week. Well, it's going to be the aftermath next week.
Yeah, I was going to say it's going to be the fallout next week. So,
but that'll be more on the sad side versus the incidents and whatnot in this one.
Precisely.
So, yes, just want everyone to feel comfortable and safe with what they are doing. And we give you permission to feel whatever you need to feel.
Yes.
Because exactly. I felt things in this episode.
Oh, man.
Well, and you just immediately know, because it starts, or I don't know if yours did, but like mine started with like a warning came across the screen.
Oh, saying, mine like, did not.
Yeah, so mine started off black, and it said, the first thing said, you know, at the end of the episode, there will be information, you know, because like, spoiler, at the very, very end, after everything, they have like a suicide prevention little ad thing. So they have that being like, first things first, like, there will be information after this if anyone needs to, like, talk or have help. And then it said, like, parental discretion advised. Okay. And then there's, like, no opening song or nothing.
Well, I mean, yeah, there's no, it went right into it, and there was no theme song or anything like that.
I didn't even notice if there was any opening credits at all. There was end credits.
Oh, I actually didn't notice that either.
Yeah, I mean, there must not have been. Because I remember, like, a few minutes in looking to see if I... Because you know how, like, it always... There's, like, the main ones, like, over the song, but then there's still, like, the few kind of, like, that roll through that first couple scenes.
Yeah.
And I don't think there was. I think it just was, like, straight into it. So.
Yeah, I suspect mine didn't come with any kind of a warning, because it's just on the DVD set, and I feel like maybe that was less of a thing.
Yeah. Yeah, no, and I think, like, at the end, it's, like, it's Lucas... Well, Chad Michael Murray.
Okay.
Like reading it. Like a little bit of voiceover. Like, please, you know, at the end, see for information. I've lost my ability to form words today for various reasons.
Honestly, ditto. So, like, apologies in advance.
So, like, I know the words that I'm trying to, like, say, but they're just gone. So, yes, we're here. Episode 16. With tired eyes, tired minds, tired souls, we slept, which is an Explosions in the Sky song. And it starts with replaying of Jimmy's time capsule video.
Yeah.
And you see him smoking outside and just kind of like looking at everyone. And it's like kind of flipping between like his time capsule video where he's talking about like the jocks, the skaters, the, you know.
Yeah, the popular girls. Probably
kids, the academics, whatever. And, like, it's kind of cutting to the different groups that are outside. And I did notice, too, like, because I guess I hadn't realized, because, like, he doesn't have his glasses on because, like, they got broke that last time.
Oh, right.
Right? And it was just, like, that little thing where I was like, oh, yeah, like, that was a thing. Anyways. And then he just kind of stops and what does he say? Like, here we go?
Oh. Yeah.
And then he goes into the school.
Yes, he does. And of course, the first thing when he gets into the school is the guys that beat up on him last week. I don't actually know how much time is supposed to have passed in between the last episode and this episode.
Yeah, I couldn't really tell because there was no reference to anything else. I mean, you could still see that he had a bit of a mark on his face.
Yes, true.
But it didn't seem super fresh.
So it's been at least a week, probably. Like, maybe it's supposed to have been a week.
Or even at the very least, like, if that had been on a Friday, this is, like, the Monday.
Oh, yeah, this is, like, the Monday.
Kind of a thing. Sense. Like, it's just...
Oh, and I could see how the benefit would have been on the weekend. So,
Right? Yeah. So like
yeah.
it was yeah, enough time that like but again, yeah, there's literally zero reference to any sort of other event. It's
Yeah.
because it's such a it's such a insular episode.
It is.
But yeah. So that's what I assumed. I assumed it was like a couple of days, right? Like he hadn't
Yeah.
got his glasses replaced yet, but
Right.
he didn't look like he was like freshly punched kind of a thing.
Yeah. So anyway, these guys have basically torn through his locker.
Well, and that's what it was too, that I was like, it has to be soon enough that like they would still kind of care,
Yeah.
right? Because if it had been like a week or a week, like the jocks probably wouldn't care. They would have long moved on by then, right?
Yeah.
So, anyways.
Yeah. So they're doing that. They make some comment about, I don't know, they call him a loser. Like forcefully bump into him as they're walking past.
Well, yeah, they had, like, pulled everything out of his locker and were, like,
Yeah.
kicking it all around and just, like,
Yeah.
whatever, a loser or something, yeah.
Which is when he pulls a gun. And so like they're going towards some doors where Peyton and Brooke are just about to walk through, like into the hallway.
Yeah. Peyton and Brooke
So,
are coming in and the jock
yeah.
guys are about to, like, walk out.
And so they see this happen. He shoots and the glass shatters.
Everything goes slow motion.
Yeah. Brooke and Peyton book it. Like, I mean, basically everybody scatters.
Yeah, Brooke and Peyton like drop down. Everyone starts
Yeah.
scattering.
We see that. Oh, wait. The principal runs to the office to call a code red, right?
But just before that,
So.
I do want to at least point out like in that moment when Jimmy actually like fires the gun, he is filled with pure fear. Like this is
Oh,
not.
yes. No, he looks
There
terrified.
are so many. Unfortunately, examples of this where it's just like pure rage, hatred,
Yes.
sociopath, like just, but you can tell in that moment he's just like, oh shit, like he's terrified.
Yeah, it's almost like you get the sense in that moment that, yes, he brought the gun to school, but he may not even have fully intended to use it until
Yes.
this happened with his locker.
Yeah,
And even
exactly.
then, I think he surprised himself by pulling the trigger.
In that way, like obviously, like maybe he like twitched or something, you know, and like he didn't actually like, yeah. But yes, principal runs, code red,
Yeah.
lockdown.
Yeah, school's in lockdown. He says, like, this is not a drill.
Yeah.
We see that Mouth is in the AV room with his headphones on, so he has absolutely no idea what's going on.
Yeah.
So then we see Haley in a room. She's in the tutor center with Skills and Rachel and like a couple other students. They show like everyone's getting like she pulls everyone in and closes the door.
Yeah, because that is, I mean, I feel like maybe it is here now as well. I don't know, but even at that point, because at this we're 6 or 7 years out from Columbine at this point.
Yeah,
Are
something
we
like that.
officially in 2006 at this point in the season? I think so.
I think so. Let me check the date of
Right.
this episode.
So like, live shooter drills would be a thing. So like, 'cause like that's what it is.
Yeah,
So like,
it aired on March 1st, 2006.
yeah. Because Columbine was 1999, I believe.
Columbine
98? 99.
was 99, yes.
Yes, because that, yeah. I do remember that. And because, like, that's what Haley says, like, this is what we're supposed to do. This is the process. Like, she know, like, they all know what to do.
Yeah, and she's like taking control.
Yeah.
Meanwhile,
Ugh.
outside, so Brooke has made it out of the school and she's looking for Peyton. But she's gotten separated from Peyton in the chaos of everybody trying to scramble either into a classroom or out of the building. Which is when I guess the team has been like had a morning practice or something, maybe, or I wasn't really sure. But
I think
the
so, yeah,
team's on the bus
because they play at
at the other
the old
gymnasium.
red the ratty
Yeah.
gym that they had to clean.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming, yeah, that they probably had like a morning practice and were coming back.
Yeah. So, like, Lucas and Nathan are getting off the bus. Whitey's getting off the bus. And Brooke, like, runs over and tells them what's happening. and that Peyton is still inside and she can't find her. So, and then Nathan obviously is like, Haley's in the tutor center. Like, he knows where she is. So he's gonna go inside. Whitey's just trying to get everybody on the bus, including Nathan and Lucas. So, like, Nathan's going towards the school. Lucas runs after him and, like, tackles him to try and get him to not go in the school.
Actually tackles him.
Yeah, no, like, literally physically tackles him to the ground. But then Nathan's like, it's Haley. Like, I can't. Like, I'm going in. So he does. Lucas obviously follows him. Brooke tries to as well, but Whitey's just like, nope, get on this bus. He shuts the door,
He
sends the
physically
bus.
shoves
Yeah,
on the
no,
bus and like
yeah, he
closes the
does.
door and like
Yeah,
tells him
and
to like,
tells the driver to go.
yeah. Oh, and then it's just like the eerie, creepy shot of like the empty hallways with like books and
Yes.
backpacks strewn everywhere.
Yes. And then we go to the tutor center. So Haley is telling everybody to like stay calm. They'll stay down. If they're, you know, if they keep quiet, like they should be safe in there. The door is locked. So we see Haley, and then I can't remember what order we go in, but we see Skills, we see Rachel, we see some other guy, some other girl we don't know. Is that it? And then we see the Jimmys in the room with them.
Yeah, and they're all just talking like someone had a gun, and
Yeah.
then it pans and we see that Jimmy's in there with them.
Yes.
There was a lot that I like totally remember, but at the same time like kind of forgot of like
Same.
how stuff happened in this episode.
Yeah, same. So Nathan and Lucas are in, where are they? They're like,
Somewhere
they're in
in either
Whitey's
like
office or
the
something,
yeah
like in
like
that
Whitey's office
area.
locker room, that sort of
Yeah.
general sports area.
Cause he's gotten a baseball bat. It's not really funny, but like Lucas says to him, what are you gonna do? Like stop a bullet with a baseball bat? But anyway, Nathan's plan is to go to the tutor center as Lucas is like, wait, you can't just walk around the school, like you don't even know what's going on. And Nathan's like, well, I can't, like, I can't leave. I'm not leaving Haley in here. Like, if something happens to Haley and we leave, like, what then? So he's
And
going.
like, well, not such a, right, because he says to Lucas, it's Haley. Like,
Yeah.
Haley is almost equally important to Lucas,
Oh,
or at
yeah,
least
absolutely.
should
I
have been, you know,
mean,
like, and I think that's
yeah,
what it was, because
she's
that was the point
basically
where,
like Lucas's sister. Like, they're very close.
and that's what it is, right? Like, that's what, I think that's kind of what, like, sold Lucas, right? He's like,
Yeah.
it's Haley, because he doesn't say, it's my wife, it's not, I love her, it's like,
No,
it's
yeah, it's
Haley.
Haley.
Like, you understand this.
Yeah.
Ugh.
So then we go back to the tutor center where the guy that we don't know yet, whose name is Marcus, we find out later. He doesn't, I don't know, he doesn't want to stay put and do the lockdown. He wants to try and get out or something. So they're like discussing different ways to get out. Rachel's like, we could break a window. Skills is like, it's a, Haley says something about how it's not even like an exit. It's just an enclosed courtyard for light. And then Skills is like, we don't want to draw attention to ourselves anyway. Like breaking glass is just going to draw attention. And that's when they start talking about, that's when Marcus says something about like a psycho with a gun or something. And Jimmy's like, why would you call him a psycho?
Oh, and because it's so, because at that point, obviously, like, we know, but like,
Right.
we know that you don't know, and you're like,
Right.
oh,
Yeah.
God. Ugh.
Yeah, it's bad. So that's terrible.
Then we have, so Lucas and Nathan are like carefully walking through the halls,
Yeah.
which again at this point are completely dead because no one knows what's happening. So like we know
Yes.
it's just Jimmy. There is nothing going on. It is empty. But like no one knows
Yeah, no one
like if
knows if
there's
there's more than
multiple
one
active shooters,
shooter. Yeah,
etc.
nobody knows.
But they do see blood on the floor, and like
Yes.
Brooke had told Lucas that like her and Peyton had been trying to get to the library.
Yeah.
And this is then where Lucas and Nathan split up.
Yes.
And Lucas goes
Nathan,
to the
yeah.
library
Yep.
and finds Peyton.
Yes. Although, aside, damn, that's quite a library.
That was an amazing school library.
I was like, shit.
For sure. I also had that, cause, well, because he just had like such a like panning shot of it too, and you're like,
Yes.
ooh. But then I thought it was kind of weird that like, and again, people run and it's frantic and whatever, but like, for the most part, everyone ended up outside. Which I think
Yeah.
is probably part of the procedure, and like, right, like, so
And
aside
I mean,
from,
it makes sense in the way that it went down, and it was the beginning of the day anyway.
so most people were like, no one had gotten into that like
Yeah.
class or whatever, but
Yeah.
like no one else ended up in the library. Like, how did
Well,
this was
Lucas
my,
does make a point that the library doors don't lock, so it's not that safe.
Yeah, I guess.
So it's possible that other people ended up in other classrooms with lockable doors.
True. I just didn't realize in my head there had been like people in the library.
Yeah, same.
I didn't re remember that it was just Peyton.
Same. 100%. I also thought there were more people in the library.
And I think it's just one of those things where it's like, this is why witness statements don't really mean anything.
Right.
Especially in something like that, right? Because like we weren't
Yes.
even like there, but I like if you had asked me before I watched this again, I would have 100% been like, oh yeah, Peyton and a whole bunch of people were in the library.
Right. Yeah, I did not remember that she was in there by herself. Anyway, she's hurt.
Yes.
She believes she's been cut by a piece of glass.
Yes.
She can't walk. And she's bleeding rather profusely.
And she's worried because she lost Brooke, so they're both like
Yes.
worried that they lost each other.
Yeah.
But Lucas does say like, no, it's okay, like
Brooke got out.
she's
Yeah.
out.
So then, as Nathan's moving through the hall, Mouth comes out. Which, like, can you even imagine?
Well, because that's what Mouth says too, right? He's like, I was just in the AV room, and then I come out, and it's like Day of the Dead. That's always like the biggest fear, right? With any of those more
Right.
like apocalyptic, zombie
Yeah.
type things that you just like come out one day, and then you're like, because it's just like tumbleweeds, like,
Well, and
oh.
like literally, like people have just dropped their backpacks in the middle of the hallway.
Yeah.
Like lockers are open, things
Oh.
are on the floor.
Yeah.
So anyway, Nathan like gets him up against the wall with like a hand over his mouth because he's like, shh.
Yeah.
Because Mouth has no idea what's going on. So he tells him, he's like, you should get out. Mouth sees that Nathan has a baseball bat and he's like, I'm gonna stay with you, actually.
Good call.
So then back in the tutor center, they hear somebody at the door. Nathan slides his driver's license underneath the door to be like, it's me.
Yeah.
Except that everyone's like, well, mostly Marcus. It's like, how do you know it's really him? Like, what if somebody just took his driver's
Yeah.
license? Anyway. What does she say?
She whispers always, and then because what is it, always and forever? They have
I
some
think
kind of
so, yeah.
little
Yeah, some little
cutesy
like call and response.
freaking Nathan and Haley thing.
Yeah.
Freaking Naily. Yeah, so she like whispers always, and he says that, so then she opens the door
Yeah.
and I think even at that point too, like Skills like grabs Marcus and like stops him and is like, no, like
Yes.
this is Nathan and Haley, like they know, like if she says yes, like it's whatever. And yeah, and that's when everything changes.
Well, yes, because then Nathan's like, they're gonna leave, right? I think.
Yeah.
And Jimmy stops them all.
Yes. And that's when they all realize,
Yeah.
because he has the gun out, and they realize
Yes.
that it was Jimmy. This was the
Yeah.
other part too, was that I couldn't remember like if there had been like cat like what it had like if there had been more like casualties, or like had he
Same. I
if
also
he'd
didn't
like
remember
shot
that.
more, but it wasn't.
Yeah.
It was literally just that one
Yeah.
sort of like.
It wasn't even like really aimed at anybody.
No, it wasn't, yeah. But yeah, I just like could not remember, and I was like, oh. But
Yeah.
yeah.
Same. I also couldn't remember.
Well, and that's when then he's like, no, everyone's gonna stay. And then, like, Mouth and Skills kind of try to talk to him. And they're like, we used
Yeah.
to be friends. And that's, of course, when throwing back to that last episode, we used to be friends. Like, you guys haven't talked to me. Like, and the girl and the guy who we eventually learn are Abby and Marcus. And, like, everyone's, like, obviously scared.
Yeah. So yeah, he wants Nathan to put a line of tape down the center of the room so that they stay on one side away from the door. But he also catches Haley on her phone
Yeah, trying to call
and she's
911.
trying to call 911. So he ends up talking to 911 and saying if anybody shows up, he's going to start shooting students and he tells everyone to hand over their phones. So Nathan insists that he does not have one on him and he could check, but Jimmy just lets it go.
And I think, like, again, it's the one sort of good thing through all about this is that, like, you can. And again, we talked about this in the last episode. Like, there should have been more build up to this. We should have had little bits, more bits with Jimmy or whatever. But like in this episode, you can really tell that like he's struggling with this. This is not what he wanted. This is not what he planned for. He has those moments of like kind of slipping back and being more quiet and scared himself, but then like trying to regain kind of the control and
Yeah.
getting mad about stuff and that back and forth. Like, who plays Jimmy? Colin something? Like I feel like
Yeah.
he did a really, really good job in this episode.
Mm-hmm.
Acting. Like that was what it was, right? Like I couldn't remember what I felt about Jimmy, but then like
Yeah,
watching it
same.
now, I just felt for Jimmy the whole time.
Yeah.
Which obviously was the point. But yeah, so he just kind of has that like back and forth again where he's like, no, I'm gonna like shoot everyone. And you're like, oh
Yeah.
God. Then we get fucking Dan.
Oh, I know. So he's just like yelling at the principal outside about like why aren't there metal detectors? Why don't the security guards have like handguns or something? And like just like going off.
And that's when the principal shuts that down.
Yep.
Oh, because the school board, which you are on,
Yep.
said no to all of these things because it would make it seem like the school wasn't safe
Right.
or whatever. And you're just like, suck it, Dan.
Yep. Meanwhile, at the other gym where the boys play
Yeah.
their basketball games, all the students who were on the bus and presumably.
I think they must have, because again, it was kind of that morning where, they must have, gathered and bust up all
Yeah.
of the like any kids
Yeah.
that they could grab.
Pretty much, yeah. I think anyone that was there got bussed over there and they're being held until they basically Brooke's trying to leave, but she's not allowed. They won't release her without a parent present. And she's like, my parents don't live here. Like, so.
Well, and then there's like Jimmy's mom wandering around trying to
Yes.
like find Jimmy, and then a police officer is like, oh, Mrs. Edwards, come with me, and you're like, oh.
Yeah, because he's talked to 911 at this point, they have identified him, I guess. So then Lucas is like, we're back in the library. He's examining the injury on Peyton's leg. Do we see it close up or?
No, we never
Okay.
do.
Okay.
No, just that, like, and again, spoiler, she thinks it was glass. Really, she got shot. I couldn't remember.
It was funny because when she said it was glass, I was like, I thought she got shot.
I did too, and then I was like, oh, well, I mean, it was, there was a lot of glass there, and if, because, like, we saw Brooke fall down, so, like, oh, it kind of makes sense if she got whatever. But then I just always remember her being so, like, hurt kind of a thing. But then I was
Right.
just like, and especially when she was like, oh, I can't walk, I'm like, oh, well, I guess she just really got cut in glass. But no, it's because she.
Well, that was my. I was like, what do you mean you got cut by glass and you can't walk? Like, that makes no sense at
I know,
all.
right? Like, that's why. But I kind of was just, like, rolling with it because I was like, oh,
Yeah.
like, I clearly don't remember enough that, like, maybe
Right.
that's really what
That's what I
happened.
thought too.
But then later on, Lucas is like, no, like, you got shot, Peyton.
Yeah. But yeah, basically he's like, we're gonna have to put pressure on this. Like it's losing too much blood. And that's when Peyton tells him that it was Jimmy. Like she says it was your friend, the one from the time capsule. And she says too, like he didn't look angry, he just looked scared. We go back to the tutor center. Where everyone's phones are ringing, obviously. Jimmy puts them in a drawer. I think it's Marcus that suggests that they can just like rush him or something, and then Jimmy implies that there's other shooters out there as well.
Yeah, Marcus is very antagonistic the whole time, which is like
He's kind of the
not
worst.
the vibe. But yes, it is implied that there are others.
Yeah. Oh, yes. And then this is when Marcus's phone rings, right?
Yeah, because it has like an annoying ring, and Jimmy's just like,
Yes.
whose phone is that? So he picks it up, and it's Marcus's mom, and he's just like, he yells at her, and then he like smashes the phone, and then he starts smashing all of the phones,
Yeah.
which is when Marcus then runs and tries to get the gun, but Jimmy gets it, and then like Nathan and Skills are trying to hold Marcus back, and
Yeah.
Jimmy keeps telling them, like, you need to get him under control, and then Skills just like punches him,
Yes.
punches Marcus
Yes, punches Marcus.
to like knock him out so that he stops causing a
Yeah.
ruckus.
We get another moment with Dan. He's annoyed that the police aren't just going in because
Well,
he doesn't
like,
understand how hostage negotiations work.
right? And I was just like, this is like a tactical team whose business is to do this.
Right.
Because that's just right. Like, it's literally not even just police. Like, these are like the teams that come
Yeah,
in
no, this
with a
is
van,
right.
and like they have like the mobile command center. Like, these are the people who are supposed to do this. Because even small town Tree Hill still will have people who know how to do this
Yeah.
stuff. And the guy is saying, like, at this point, everything's quiet. Like, we don't want to If we go in
and
now.
Also, they also don't know if it's just Jimmy Edwards.
Yeah. No one knows anything, but because it's quiet, yeah. They're like, this is not the point when we, like, jump in.
Yeah.
And Dan being... It's because he's, like, the mayor, and he thinks he can just, like, do something. Oh, I'm like, as much as, like, the mayor's maybe in charge of the police, they're not really.
No.
Like, they're not still, actually like, their protocol boss. Yeah.
Like, oh. That has to be followed. Like, so anyway. Ridiculous.
Yeah.
This is when Keith shows up, and he wants to know if it's really Jimmy Edwards in there.
Yeah. And it is.
Yeah. And...
Oh, then they, oh, this is when he finds Karen.
Yes.
And Karen's obviously, like, upset because she knows Lucas has gone in there.
Yeah.
And all the police have been asking her, like, what he's wearing.
Yeah.
But she doesn't even know because she didn't even, like... I can't remember if she said she didn't see him in the morning or if she just
I think didn't she didn't even bother to,
like, note. Kind of, I mean, even that, like, even if they did see each other, like, would she remember that he happened to right. have, like, a... Oh, my God, right now I'm trying to think.
Yeah, like,
it was a gray t-shirt, wearing. Right? But he had like, a blue button-up on it, yes. you know, like... And so she's just, like, distraught. Like, she, like, can't even remember. And you're like, oh.
Yeah.
Ugh. Then we get a stupid reporter.
Oh, my God, right. So she's, like, watching Jimmy's time capsule video on her laptop.
In the gym.
Which, like... Ugh. Anyway. She's going on about, like, oh, yeah, play some of this, and then we'll get some, like, you know, some words from the students and blah, blah, blah. Ugh.
Reporters are the worst.
Yeah. Well, and she says something like, there's gold here or something, and yeah. Brooke overhears her, and is like, don't you think you're being a little insensitive? Like,
mm-hmm. And that's so when of course, she learns yeah. that, like, Brooke is the student
yeah.
class president. She's like, ooh, like, do you have some words for us? And she's, like, standing in the camera all, like, excited. And I think Brooke just says, like, you should be ashamed of yourself, mm-hmm. and then she, like, walks away. And the reporter's like, ooh.
Yeah.
And also, like, going forward, like, this is, I forgot... how much of an emotional Brooke episode this was.
Oh, right. Same.
Yeah. I was completely forgot about that. Like,
yeah.
Because this is the start of it, right? Is that she says to the reporter, you should be ashamed of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Which comes back later, and you're like,
oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
So okay. They hear in the tutor center, they can hear some helicopters.
Yeah.
Nathan basically talks to Jimmy and he's like, what do you want to happen here? Like,
yeah.
Like, what are you going for, basically? And Rachel's like, you could just give up. Like, you haven't hurt anyone. And he's not quite sure
yeah.
that he hasn't hurt anyone. But they're all just trying to convince him, like, maybe it's not as bad as he thinks. Like, he's a minor. He's a good student. Like, he could walk away from this.
Yep.
And then Marcus opens his mouth. Who should never go into crisis negotiations.
No. That guy needs to go.
Oh, my God. I can't even remember exactly what he says.
Me neither. He kind of, like, stirs up stuff. And then yeah. Abby starts in. And that's when she's mm-hmm. just like, oh, my God. Like, we're just kids. Like, how did yeah. we get to this point? How do we have this much hate? How do we
mm-hmm.
feel this? Like, this isn't... How is this even possible? Like, she just keeps saying, like, we're just yeah. kids. Like, how is this possible?
Yeah.
And, like, fully has, like, a breaking down crying thing. And...
Yeah.
Oh, and then that's when Rachel says, like, because everyone keeps talking about, like, none of, look, because I think he asks Abby, like, you're Abby Brown. What is my name?
Right.
And she kind of is like, Jim? Like, and he's like, yeah. no, like, what is my full name?
Yeah.
And, like, she doesn't really know. And, like, that's when Rachel says... Like, high school, like, it's 700 days out of 20 to 30,000, like,
yeah.
we should be, like, you should be okay, like, it's only 700 days kind of a thing to get through.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and then Jimmy is like, this isn't the Breakfast Club, I'm like, we're not gonna, like, hang out after, like, this is the most that any of you have talked to me in the last 4 years.
Yeah. Like, oh. Yeah.
It's a lot.
Yeah, well, and this is, too, like, he says the thing about, like, how the way his dad looked at him when he saw him getting beat up in the quad. Ugh. And then it was the same look that he had when he left him and his mom.
Yeah.
And then Mouth says something about them going to MIT, because I guess back in the day,
That was the
they
plan.
planned to go to MIT together. That seemed to be like what he was implying. And then we find out that Jimmy was rejected because he didn't have enough extracurriculars.
And he just says, he's just like, I'm just so tired. Like, ugh. Ugh.
I know.
My God. Then we go back to the library.
Yeah, where Lucas is sort of fashioned kind of a tourniquet.
Yeah, he's taken off his button up and is like
Yeah,
sort
and
of
like tied
slightly
it
tied it
around
around.
her leg.
Yeah. I feel like he could have like elevated or done something, but anyways.
I mean, you know, he doesn't know first aid, I guess.
And yeah, this is not a time, you know. I will let the logistics go on this episode because
Yeah.
that is naturally what would happen in a situation like this.
Yeah. But she's tired. She's losing a lot of blood.
Yeah.
He's trying to keep her awake and so says, like, tell me about a good day. And so she tells him about their sixth grade snow day. Which it took me a minute to understand the significance of North Carolina probably having a snow day.
As we literally like just had one of like the wildest snowstorm thunderstorm situations ever. And got like a foot and a half of snow.
And I was like, oh yeah, I guess that doesn't happen to them that often.
No, yeah, so it was probably like a big deal for them to have the day off.
Yeah. Whereas like when we were kids, I feel like, I mean, maybe not you, maybe you guys got fewer snow days.
Yeah, I was in Manitoba. I
Yeah.
probably had more than you.
And to be fair, I don't, oh, well, yeah.
Well,
I
actually,
just wasn't
no,
sure.
you're
I
right
wasn't sure
because
if they canceled school the same way we canceled
I
it
was gonna
here.
say, yeah, you might be right. Like, I mean, when you guys had like the storm of the, you know, that giant storm where like the army had to come shovel, like we were looking at y'all being like, stupid.
Yes, Toronto will never live that down.
No, not once ever. I was definitely like a walking to school and like,
No last minute.
but no, yeah, like I think we didn't. We probably sh it took more for us to shut down,
Yes.
but that probably happened maybe more often. Do you know what I
Okay,
mean?
fair
Like
enough. Like, I
the
feel like for
threshold.
us, a snow day is was at least an annual occurrence. Like, there'd be one a season.
Oh, for sure.
Like,
Yeah.
right? Like, one every year.
Yeah.
And
Definitely.
ours were more like the buses were canceled,
Yeah.
which basically meant a snow day because no one was going to show up if the buses were canceled.
But yeah, so Peyton and Brooke ended up playing in one of their backyards. I can't
Yeah.
remember which one. And they like built a snow fort with like a tunnel and they
Yeah.
hung out in there all day. And she was like, she's gone and she's obviously like emotional and she's kind of breaking down just how like they felt so safe.
Yeah.
But then eventually, because like as the day wore on, like it got so cold.
Yeah.
But that was more of like a subconscious uncut, like, because she's
Yeah.
getting cold right now, and this is like,
Yes.
it's so cold, like it is right now, it's so cold, and you're like, oh God.
And this is when she says, like, it's not glass in my leg, is it?
Oh, yeah, well, and because she's like, they're gonna send like the experts and the
Oh, yeah.
psychologists and the reporters, and everyone's gonna try and figure out why, but like, there's like, because everyone is gonna try to make sense of this,
Yeah.
but there is no sense to it, which is like, oh.
Yeah.
Peyton with the Peyton still dropping the truth bombs.
Yep.
And then yeah, that's when she's like, it's not glasses, and he's like, no, Peyton, you were shot. And then she
Yeah.
tells him that she loves him and they kiss.
Yeah.
But she does say something about like, don't hold this, like,
Yeah, like
kind of
I've
like,
lost a
don't,
lot of blood.
yeah, like, don't hold it against me, but I just want to say it to like say it or whatever. And you're like, oh God.
Yep.
And it's and the very least, it is really. It's almost a friendly kiss, like it's not a deep kiss, it's just a nice, you know, solid lip kiss. But either way, again, the moments where I forget that Lucas is with Brooke.
And like, I do understand this moment in context.
Course.
But
Absolutely.
anyway, meanwhile, Brooke
Yes.
is sitting in the gym alone. She's watching some parents reunite with their daughter or something.
Yeah.
Excuse me, sorry. I just yawned there.
It's been a lot. It's a lot here.
And then the reporter comes back to talk to her and like make some crack about like, you know, oh, you think people are going to tune in every night for like this, basically the parents reuniting. And then Brooke asks if she's seen the ratings for Seventh Heaven, which was just such an of the moment comment.
Oh my God, I fully did not catch
Oh,
that.
you didn't? Oh my
No.
God. Yeah.
Wow.
But anyway, this is where she says to Brooke, like, you think I should be ashamed of myself, but how much time in the last 4 years have you spent with Jimmy Edwards? Like, maybe I'm not the only one who should be ashamed.
Yeah. And then you can tell, like, that's, like, Brooke starts to, like, question things.
Yeah.
Which is only amplified by some mom coming up to her and being like, oh my God, like, you're Brooke, right? Like, I'm Glenda's mom. You know, like, and you can tell Brooke is like,
have you seen her?
Who?
Yes.
And she's like, oh, like, she told me you were friends. Like, and so, like, Brooke clearly lies and she's just like, oh, I thought you said Brenda. I'll go find her for you. But then, like, Brooke goes outside and, like, has this epic cry against a pole.
Yeah.
Which also I forgot about. Shout out to Sophia Bush for a good cry.
Always.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, because you know how, like, some people are bad criers or, like, ugly criers or, like, whatever? This was just, like, this was a solid, real cry.
Yeah.
I bought every second of it.
Same.
Yeah. And that's because that's when Brooke is realizing that, like, this whole thing with Jimmy is, or, you know, not knowing Glenda or whatever, it's, like, as much as they are a small town. And we've questioned this whole time. Being like, how do these people not know these people?
How big is your school?
Yeah. But that's what it is, right? Is that, like, as big as it is still, or as small as it is, it's still big in that everyone has their bubbles and they stay in their bubbles and, like, breaks down because she's realizing that, like, not that she's, like, part of the problem, but, like, she didn't realize that there was a problem and technically has contributed to said problem.
Correct.
Yeah.
So then back in the tutor center, we see Abby's looking a little not great.
Not great. And not in the, like she's clearly having
a... Not in the, like, scared way. Like, yeah, like, there's... She looks ill.
She's having a physical reaction.
Yes.
At this point.
And she says something about how she needs to get out of here.
Yeah.
To which Marcus is like, yeah, me too. And I'm like, bro.
I know this.
Anyway, they all end up talking about where they're supposed to be right now. Like, Haley says something about how they're supposed to be in, like, world events or something.
Oh, yeah, she says, like, current events. And I was
current
like,
events, that's
a class
it.
I've definitely never had.
Right? But then Nathan asks Jimmy where he's supposed to be. Because, like, Nathan is still this whole time trying to defuse the situation.
Nathan is, like, so solid in this episode. I mean, aside from obviously, like, running in to try and save Haley. But, like, he understands that... He just needs to have this, you know, one level.
Yeah, like, he can tell, like, that Jimmy can probably be talked down from this.
And he's not doing it in a condescending way. Like, he's just trying to talk to him on the same level, but not escalate anything. He's not even, like, almost trying to de-escalate. Like, he's just trying to just keep it level.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nathan was solid.
Yeah. This is when we find out. So, Jimmy says he was supposed to be in AP English, I think, but he stopped going because he missed a few weeks.
A couple months ago.
And he couldn't catch up, so he just stopped going.
Yeah. And that's when we realize, and he said, oh my God, that he had one of the best days he's ever had. Yeah. No one noticed him whatsoever at school one day. No one talked to him. No one acknowledged him. And it was the best day. And he went home. And he realized that that was depressing. So he took an antidepressant. And then he realized that that was depressing. And he took another. And he ended up taking...
A handful.
Because he just wanted to stop being there.
Yeah.
And that's when we realized that he had a suicide attempt.
Yes.
So he was in the hospital for 2 weeks, and he came back to school, and again...
And nobody noticed that he'd been gone.
Noticed. And, like, Mouth is crying at this point.
Ugh, Mouth looks so upset about all of this. It's so awful.
Shout out to that kid. That guy. Why do I always forget Mouth's real name?
Yeah, so do I.
Oh my God, wait, I have it here. Lee Norris. Oh my God,
that's Lee Norris. That's it. Yes, right, obviously.
I have grown up with Lee Norris since the Boy Meets World days. Like, shout out to Lee Norris.
Yes.
Yeah, and then who's... Well, oh, no, it is Mouth. And he's just saying, like, no one's supposed to fit in at 17. Like, we're the people, like, you know, he and Jimmy are the ones. So, because he says, like, artists and scientists and poets and whatever.
Yeah.
Like, we're the ones that, like, later, like, it comes later, like, we just have to get to the later. It's a whole thing. It's a whole thing.
It is. So then back in the gym, Brooke has tracked down Glenda, and she lets her know that her mom is there.
Yeah.
To which Glenda replies that she knows this,
but
she thinks her mom takes her for granted, so she kind of wanted to make her worry a little bit.
Yeah, and have her, like, be afraid of, like, losing her.
Yeah.
And you're just oh my God.
Yeah. Well, it's funny, though, because she says, like, that sounds horrible, and Brooke is like, no, I get it.
Yeah.
Because I think Brooke probably has a very similar experience with her own parents.
Yeah, and in a way where, like, at this point, they literally live on the other side of the country and just, like, don't even...
Yeah.
They haven't,
like, they called... probably don't even know anything, any of this is happening right now.
No, they definitely don't.
Yeah.
And then, like, Glenda goes to get up and Brooke... Brooke says, I'm sorry that I don't know you.
Yeah.
And then Glenda's like, it's okay, I know you.
Yeah.
And, like, it's not a dig, but it's not a dig.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, in that moment, it just felt so heavy.
Yeah.
In that way of, like, again, like, I don't think it was meant to be a dig. It was just the, like, it's okay that you don't know me because I know you.
Yeah.
And, like, that makes sense. Like, that tracks.
Yeah.
So, like, it's, you know, like, I didn't expect you to know me.
Right.
So I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
Which, again, is, like, such a, like, ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oof. And that's when then Brooke gets out her phone.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, oh my God, like, I'm so sorry to call you. And I think you're meant to think she's calling her parents.
Right.
At least to just, like, talk to them.
Yeah. But she's actually calling Karen.
She's actually calling Karen.
Because she can't be released without an adult.
Yeah.
So then Keith is like, go. Like, he says, I won't let anything happen to our boy.
I won't let anything happen to our boy. Which also is obviously then when Dan is, like, looking over.
Yes.
Like, Creeper Dan that he always is.
Mm-hmm.
And seeing this interaction with Keith and Karen.
Yep. God. So, they hug. Karen leaves.
Yep.
Back in the tutor center, Haley's telling Nathan that, like, he shouldn't have come back for her.
Yeah.
And then Jimmy makes a comment about how he saw Nathan's time capsule video. And guys like Nathan can get away with stuff like that. Which is when Nathan finally gets pissed. Like, this is the first time he gets angry, like, sort of this entire time. Because Jimmy says something about how Nathan's worst day would be, like, Jimmy's best day.
Yeah.
And Nathan's like, that might be true, but, like, what you're doing is wrong and you know that.
Yeah, it's completely separate from...
Yeah.
That situation.
Like, these are different things. Which is, and then this is when Haley notices that Abby looks unwell.
Yeah.
And we find out that she's wearing a diabetic bracelet.
Yeah.
And her insulin is in her locker.
Yep.
So, they're trying to basically convince Jimmy to let Abby go. Get her insulin. Just, like, let her go. Obviously, she's not going to come back.
Yeah.
He agrees. At first, she's scared because she says she's scared of the others.
Yeah. Because, yeah, she's, like, standing out, like, free in the hallway kind of thing. Yes. And she's just, like, frozen.
Yeah.
And again, there's that moment because, like,
yeah,
Jimmy says no. And then he just looks at her and he, like, whispers. He's like, just go.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, Jimmy. And then it gets all slow motion, and you see mm-hmm. her, like, kind of standing in the hallway.
Yeah, and then she runs.
And then just, like, starts running, and I was like, oh, God. And of course, I was going to watch this yesterday, but of course I watched it today while I was working. And, like, as she starts to run, and I'm just like, oh.
Yeah. Well, and we get, like, a sort of, like, not really a montage, but, like, a mini little, like.
Yeah.
A quick montage. Peyton, like, passes out against Lucas's shoulder in the library. Karen picks up Brooke.
Yeah.
And then we go back to Jimmy watching Abby go.
Well,
is there another one?
Well, we quickly see Lucas because Peyton's passing out, you see Lucas start to unbarricade the library. And then, then he watches Abby run away.
Mm-hmm. And he looks happy that she's gotten away.
Yes. Yeah. But then when he turns around,
Nathan is on his phone.
He is texting. Yep.
Yeah. I knew Nathan still had his phone.
Yeah. I couldn't remember. I didn't. Well, yeah, I think
I was pretty sure.
Well, there was that moment where you saw all the phones in the drawer.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Lucas, no wait, Haley, Nathan, Mouth, Skills, Rachel, Marcus, Abby, that's seven. Because, yeah, there definitely was not seven phones in there.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I saw five, but maybe it was one of those things where, like, they actually showed us that it was six. I saw
five, but...
Yeah, but it's because, yeah, like, I feel like we saw them in the drawer probably mm-hmm. for that reason that we were supposed to count. But obviously, like, I was far too...
Well, there's also that moment where Jimmy asks them for their phones and Nathan says he doesn't have his on him.
Yeah.
And I was like, you're a liar, Nathan's gone.
Yeah.
Anyway, he has texted Dan, we find out.
Yeah.
To let him know that Jimmy is the only shooter.
Yeah.
So Keith, who's there with him, wants a chance to go in and talk to Jimmy. Because he's like, I know this kid, like, let me talk to him. Like, I can talk him down, basically. Back inside the school, Jimmy says that the next, like, whoever steps into that hallway to come, like, now that Nathan has contacted somebody, is going to die.
Yeah.
Lucas is carrying Peyton from the library, and when he's carrying her through the door slams shut really loudly.
Yeah.
So we see that happen, and then we see that Jimmy has heard this.
Yeah.
They once again try to talk him out of it. Like, Rachel says, like, stop, like, just change it. Like, you don't have to do this. He, of course, goes into the hall anyway.
Yeah.
Lucas and Peyton. Lucas is, like, carrying Peyton, like, bridal style.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy sees that she's hurt, and he says he didn't mean to hurt her, but, like, Lucas is like, I have to get her out of here. She's losing too much blood. Like, she's going to die if I don't get her to a hospital.
Yeah.
This is when Keith, like, steps in.
Did we... Sorry, I'm spacing because this whole episode is just a situation.
It's a lot.
There's a moment before Jimmy goes out. And again, you may have literally just said this, but I fully just, like... Because, again, this episode is just a lot. Where Jimmy says, like, everyone's going to remember me as a monster, but
forgot about that.
Then he turns to everyone and he says, like, but how are they going to remember all of you? Like, kind of as that, like, final, this is on you guys.
Yeah.
Just because, like, that just felt like it was a very, like, moment. But again, and just because he specifically calls himself a monster, whereas in most of this, he's kind of trying to, like, he is trying to not be a monster. And then that's where, so then when he's there with Lucas and he's saying, like, you could tell he just feels so awful that, like, Peyton's gotten hurt, that she might die, that, like, these things, and you can just, like, see him breaking down. And then that's when. Oh.
Yes. So that's when Keith.
That's when Keith comes in.
Yes.
And then Keith goes and stands in front of Lucas and Peyton. Yeah.
And he shields them the entire time.
And he's just like.
So Lucas can get to the door.
Lucas, you need to go.
Yeah.
And even, like, you know, Jimmy saying, like, I didn't mean it, like.
Mm-hmm.
And then Lucas is, like, almost through the door. And he's like, Keith. And Keith is like, I love you.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot imagine watching this for the first time.
No. No, I don't remember what it was like, truly.
No, I really, like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
And then Keith starts talking to Jimmy, and he's like, I'm not going to leave you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, at one point, I think he even says, like, son, which I feel is just, like, an American kind of male thing to do.
Totally.
But, like, I've been there. I've bought the gun. Mm-hmm. I've thought about that things, but, like, it gets better.
Mm-hmm.
And Jimmy's just, like, on the ground. Like, I can't erase all this. Like, I can't come back. And you're just like, oh.
Yeah.
And then this is when we see Lucas and Peyton outside.
Yeah.
And obviously, like, SWAT team, like, swoops in and they grab Peyton. But then also, like, semi-tackle Lucas to the ground.
Yes.
Which, I mean, safety first, fair.
Well, yeah, they don't know what this kid looks like, so.
Yeah.
All they have is a name at this point.
Yeah.
I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
And then it goes back to, like, Jimmy and Keith. And Jimmy's saying, well, yeah. How did he put it? He's still like, I just wanted them to leave me alone.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted them to like me. Like, it's this contradicting thing. But yeah. You're just like,
oh. Yep.
And then you just keep saying, like, I'm not here.
Mm-hmm.
It always hurts. And you're just like, oh.
Yeah. Yeah. And Keith asks him for the gun again.
Yeah.
And then Jimmy turns it on himself.
Yeah.
And, of course, they hear the gunshot in the tutor center.
Yeah, we cut to the tutor center, and you just see them, like, their eyes open, and, like...
And then we get our end montage.
Yeah.
So Peyton is being put in the back of the ambulance on a stretcher. Mm-hmm. There might be other things that we see, but, like, Dan comes in to the school, and he picks up the gun.
Yes.
And Keith says something about, like, how he's gone.
Yeah, he's gone.
And then Dan points the gun at Keith. He fucking shoots him.
And to this day, I still do not fully comprehend how Dan went from being, like, you know, we're 50, so whatever episodes in, an awful, manipulative, gaslighting, horrible douchebag of an awful human being.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, always picking on his brother. Oh, you're, hey, boozy. Oh, whatever. Like, mm-hmm. getting the jewels to, like, come in and, like, fall in love and, like, ruin his, you know, all these things to hurt Keith.
Mm-hmm.
Are so separate and seem so small in comparison.
Yeah.
To all of a sudden being like, I'm just going to kill you.
Yep.
Let me rephrase. I'm just going to shoot you. We don't know what happens at this point. This is how the episode ends.
Yes.
He shoots Keith. End. Over. We don't know.
Yeah.
But also, if you've been here ever before, you...
Also, if you paid any attention to the foreshadowing in the episodes leading up to this...
Yeah. And I'm just like, I don't... Like, what?
Yeah,
how?
I know.
Whoa.
Yep.
Like, it's just... It's two completely different kinds of evil, and, like, I... Like, still now, like, I still don't understand. I'm just like, Dan, what? How? What? Huh?
Yep.
And, of course, over all of this, Lucas is giving... has a voiceover.
Yeah.
Does this darkness have a name, this cruelty, this hatred? How did it find us? Did it steal into our lives, or did we seek it out and embrace it? What happened to us? Now that we send our children into the world... Oh, right at this point, that's when, like, Lucas and Karen hug.
Yeah.
We send young men to war... Oh, now that we send our children into the world like we send young men into war, hoping for their safe return, but knowing that some will be lost along the way. When did we lose our way? Consumed by the shadows, swallowed whole by the darkness. Does this darkness have a name? Is it your name?
Yeah.
So that is One Tree Hill Season 3, Episode 16 that we have talked about.
Yep.
Since the beginning.
I feel like our usual categories kind of don't apply to this episode.
I know, I had this moment of like, all right, yeah, categories. No. Because number one, there's technically two songs, but one is kind of more just like a score over that little montage. It's John Nordstrom. And then right at the actual like end, the end montage, it's God Bless the Child by Michelle Featherstone, which you just kind of hear in the background a bit, again, with, like, the montage and the voiceover.
But, yeah, that's all the music we get. Otherwise, it is a musicless episode.
Yeah. There's, like, a few hints of, like, you know, intense score.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it's not, like, soundtracked the way
no.
a lot of the other episodes are.
And definitely no high school moment rewards,
Nope.
awards in this episode. No one's most annoying, literally. Not even, because again, like what Dan does, that's not annoying. It's sociopathic.
Right. Not even Marcus, who, as much as he is
Yeah, that's his like
instigating and whatever, like, I, you know,
that was his like defense
that's his,
mechanism
yes.
to try and protect himself,
Yeah.
because he just didn't like, right? Like that was just a bodily reaction. If anyone, it would have been the reporter, just because she was trying to
Yeah,
like
true.
get the scoop.
Yeah.
This is the highest rated episode.
Yeah, I knew that. I
Well,
saw that last time.
ugh.
Speaking of Marcus, he's played
Yes.
by Marcus Coloma. I don't know if he comes back. I didn't actually look to see if he's in more than one
Yeah,
episode.
it shows up. He's in two episodes. So I'm guessing maybe he's in like the next episode. I don't know for sure, but like that was my guess anyways.
Right.
But it definitely said two. And same with Abby. I can't remember if we see
We definitely
Abby
see Abby
later.
again.
Okay, yeah.
We 100% see Abby again, and she has a rather crucial piece of information.
Yes. And she
Yes.
is Allison Scagliotti. And
Yes.
like when I look at her, because and she's definitely been in other stuff that I've seen, but just like an episode of all the shows that have been
Yeah, like
on for
she's
the
been in
last
an
20
episode of
years.
Bones. She was in a couple episodes of Vampire Diaries, like
Yeah.
all that kind of stuff.
But like nothing that seemed super familiar, but I think it's just, but as soon as I saw her like when she's crying there and saying that like we're just kids or whatever, I'm like, oh no, that's what it is. It's just
Yeah.
this is like burned into my brain.
Exactly.
That's why
Yeah.
I
But
have
also,
that.
yes, she does come into play again.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Oof.
Because if we recall, she was potentially in the hallway. Yeah, she was in school.
Oh, right.
Yes.
I know what you're talking about now.
Yes.
Yes. We see her running through the hallways, and that is
Yes.
the last we see her.
Yes.
So we do not know her whereabouts currently.
Correct.
I see what you're dropping down
Yeah.
here. Oh,
And that's it. That's the episode.
yeah. I was reading through some of the trivia, and I'd wanted to listen to the Drama Queens podcast, so
Oh, yeah.
Bethany Joy Lenz, Hilary Burton Morgan, Sophia Bush Hughes. Oh my God.
Oh, right.
yeah, I know. I always keep
Aw.
forgetting. Oh, Sophia, yay. Everyone's happy. The three main ladies have a podcast, and they're going episode by episode, obviously with more information than us.
Yeah, they've got the behind the scenes
Yeah.
scoop.
And I'd meant to listen to that one, but in the trivia it does say that actually during filming, like they found out one of the extras in this was at Columbine and
Oh,
didn't
damn.
know. What is it? Maybe I can quickly pull it up here. Didn't like know when they were about to film.
Oh my God.
Right here, what is it? Oh yeah, on an episode of the Drama, it was revealed that one of the extras filming this episode was actually a student in Columbine High School during the massacre. According to Hilary Burton Morgan, the woman didn't know what they were filming before, but was very cooperative with the team because she thought it was an important episode.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, they tell you that now.
Yeah.
Because I saw a background call go out that, like, they literally were like, you will be running, there will be gunshots. Like, please tell, like, when you respond to this, tell us that you are aware and that you are okay with it.
Yeah. But
Yeah.
that's just it though. Like even with that, like it there's something different about a school shooting versus on the street a robbery,
Oh God, it's
in the
so
mall, like something. It's
horrendous.
just it's different to the point where now I know what Columbine is. You know what Columbine
Yeah.
is, but there are people that don't because we're so far beyond that.
Yeah,
We're
that
so far
boggles
beyond
the
Sandy
mind.
Hook at this point.
Oh God, I can't even believe that.
And why am I completely forgetting the name of Florida? Because that was the school that Newfound Glory was from.
Oh.
Yeah, they went, that was their school.
Damn.
Why can I not remember that? And that was the one where like all the kids are like fucking fighting back now and like changing the laws.
Oh yeah. I
Apologies
also
to anyone
forget the
for that
name
one,
of
but I'm
that.
just,
Yeah.
yeah, it's just not in my head as much.
Yeah.
But yeah, like yeah, like to it's just yeah, it's different gun violence. Like it just immediately feels different. So to
Yeah.
like see that on a call sheet, like it would just be, yeah, It's different. Yeah. That's all I know. But.
But, yeah. That's
Stoneman Douglas. That's Stoneman Douglas? Yes. Stoneman, sorry. Oh, Marjorie, okay, Stoneman, yeah. Douglas. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was Florida.
Yes, 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 yes.
Because, yeah, I just remember because, like, Newfound Glory, like, made, like, special shirts and, like, did wow. all kinds of stuff for, like, charity and stuff because that was actually, like, the school that they went to.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
So, yeah, now we're just going to have the aftermath of this. We're going to find out what happened with Keith and where we remotely go from here. We're going to find out how Peyton is and yep. just... And in all honesty, again, like, I don't really remember, like...
I actually remember less of... about this episode that's coming than yeah. I do about the episode we just watched. Like, same, I like... remember the school shooting episode way more than I remember the aftermath episode.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel yeah. exactly the same. But yeah. To anyone who did stay and listen, thank you for listening. This is important stuff. Mm-hmm. And we'll be back next week with another emotional episode. Because we're going to learn that some bad things happened. More bad things. Different bad things. Things that at this point are unclear. But
a number of bad things.
Things are going to happen and we're yeah. going to be sad. Yes. But yeah, so we'll see you next week.
Bye.